You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, May 15th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Terrorists across the border. Biden commencement address. The latest with reparations in California. And Dwight Howard is so sorry to China. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, border agents in San Diego arrested an Afghan national who is on the FBI's terror watch list. He crossed with a group of migrants. 80 illegal immigrants who are listed in the terrorist screening database have been apprehended this last fiscal year. That's just the ones we've caught. Meanwhile, there's a hotel in Newburgh, New York, about 70 miles north of Manhattan, where a couple decided to book 35 rooms for their wedding. Well, since the mayor of New York decided that these illegal immigrants need to be housed in certain hotels, the hotel canceled their reservations. Didn't even tell them. The couple heard on the news that illegal immigrants may be staying at certain hotels, so they called their hotel to see if it affected their reservations, and they said, oh, yep, sorry, yours have been canceled. I think that's a nice metaphor for it all. Joe Biden giving the commencement address at Howard University, a historically black college and university. He said the fight against racism is a battle that's never really over. And then said the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy. I don't know. Ask that Afghan at the border. He actually said to stand up against the poison of white supremacy, as I did on my inaugural address, to a single out as the most dangerous threat to homeland is white supremacy. He kind of had a short circuit there reading the teleprompter. The California Reparations Task Force concluded that every black Californian should get $1.2 million because of slavery, which California didn't have. Newsom last week said reparations should be about much more than cash payments. Well, now he's backtracking. His office said the governor looks forward to reviewing the final report and all recommendations when complete. I've lived in this state long enough. It happens all the time. The governor and Newsom will say one thing to the media just to get them off his back, and then a couple days later come back and say, what? That's not what I said. But by that time, the issue has already passed most people's attention, and he gets away with it all the time. Dwight Howard committed the mortal sin of insulting China. He was on a video call in Taiwan and said, since I've come to Taiwan, I've gained a whole new appreciation of this country. Uh-oh. He has since apologized to China for referring to Taiwan as a country. China says Taiwan is theirs. He says, where I'm from, if I say I want to go to a country, it doesn't mean that place is a country. It's just how we talk. What? Pretty amazing to watch these guys bow down to China. Bill, with your message of the day, next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Fear the walking Trump. He could win re-election as the country descends into chaos. You can't deny it. The border, crime, the economy, and overseas threats all are reaching critical mass. And President Biden, the Democratic Party, and the leftist media have no solutions whatsoever. None. So as things get worse in 2023, which they will, an avenger like Donald Trump takes on more momentum. His message is very simple. The country's going to hell, and I, Donald Trump, can stop that. I can correct the wrongs. Because during my 4 years in office, with the exception of COVID, which nobody could stop, Trump governed pretty effectively. The economy was good, wages were up, people were working, overseas was fairly calm. There was no border craziness because of the Remain in Mexico policy. And crime in the streets, while on the rise, was nothing like it is now. So, you may not like him, and millions of Americans do not. But Donald Trump is a viable presidential candidate in 2024. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. John Scott, Waxahachie, Texas. Thank you for your interview with Carrie Lake. I'm concerned she is someone willing to throw out conspiracy theories without foundation. She would then be an easy target of ridicule if she ran with Donald Trump. She'd be an easy target of ridicule. There's no doubt about that. Tony Garlowich, Boaz, Alabama. Just wondering if you could give your subscribers an explanation of what this FedNow service is. And does it mean the federal government can control how we spend our money? No. This is another. Tony, I hope you're not spending a lot of time on the far right websites, the conspiracy things. All FedNow is another way to transfer money. Okay? It upgrades how fast money gets transferred. That's it. You don't have to use it. All right? It's just a matter of if you want instantaneous transfer of funds, this makes it easier. Now, I've not studied it. I'm sure there's a downside to it, but it's not going to have an impact on your life. Valerie Canopa, West Islip, New York, here on Long Island. Bill, could you please say a few words on the looming debt ceiling and how will it affect us? It affects us because unless federal spending is cut, inflation will continue to go up. They got to get the budget spending under control. That's how it affects us, and Biden doesn't want to cut anything. But let me see how it plays out before I really bring in the hammer, Valerie. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 83 years ago today, two brothers opened a small barbecue restaurant in Southern California. Within a few decades, the franchise would be one of the most iconic brands on earth. Here is the story of McDonald's. During World War II, Dick and Mac McDonald opened their first eatery 30 miles east of Los Angeles. Over the years, they simplified the operation. No seats, plates, waiters, forks, or knives. The menu consisted of just three items: hamburgers, French fries, Coca-Cola. In 1954, a man named Ray Kroc was on the road selling milkshake machines. He stopped at the McDonald's restaurant, and after seeing a line of hungry locals, wanted to check out the situation. Impressed, he quickly made a deal with the McDonald brothers. 9 months later, Kroc unveiled the first McDonald's franchise in suburban Illinois. His team opened hundreds of locations within a few years. In 1967, an owner in Pittsburgh wanted a bigger option that he could advertise towards adults. He added a second beef patty and extra bun. His secretary dubbed the burger the Big Mac. Within a decade, it would become the most popular sandwich on the planet. 23 years later, the company opened its first location in Moscow. A crowd of 35,000 Russians gathered to taste American food for the first time. Now, at this point, McDonald's remains the top fast food chain in the world and one of the largest real estate owners on earth, behind the British monarchy and the Catholic Church. The corporation sells 3 billion burgers every year. That's 5,000 every minute of every day. And here's something else you might not know. Before launching McDonald's, Ray Kroc was once friends with another iconic American. During World War I, 15-year-old Ray lied about his age to serve as an ambulance driver at an army camp in Connecticut. Sitting in the passenger seat was another teen from the Midwest who had also lied about his age. His name? Walt Disney. Back after this. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age, and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to PolicyGenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's PolicyGenius.com. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Ohio. Ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.